Fake Keller, K-E-L-L-A-R, 92407. 17-year-old young lady comes in today with mom, little sister, then boyfriend. She's having issues with dysuria and foul-smelling urine. Mom is concerned about STD. Both patient and boyfriend state that they have not had sex with anybody else for some time now, period. Medications, non-medical problems. She had a history of asthma, gallbladder sludge, and smokes THC. Social, she lost 160 pounds with diet, exercise, and no meds. And she's doing quite well. Last period was 2 weeks ago. She does smoke THC. She does drink from time to time and smokes cigarettes, period. Allergy, none. Family history, hypertension per mom. She complains of vaginal discharge, malodorous discharge, dysuria, no nausea, vomiting, no lower abdominal pain, no hematemesis, melchiza, no diarrhea, no other symptoms. 140 pounds, 98.4, 98, 70, 79, 123 over 63. Heart positive, some positive, to lungs, fewer, abdomen soft. Neck shows no longevity, skin shows no rash. Detailed examination of the abdomen is totally negative. Your analysis today shows leukocytes and pH of 7. Assessment, number one, UTI. Number two, possible STD concerns. Number three, send urine for CNS. Number four, patient does not want an injection ever, 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 she tells me. Number five, I'm going to give her Macrobid 100 milligram one twice a day for 7 days. Number six, I'm going to give her a prescription for azithromycin 500 milligram. Only take if the test is positive. And I will call the patient if it's positive. She does not want an injection, so 2 grams of azithromycin should cure both chlamydia and gonorrhea. Next number, finding discussed with mom, boyfriend, and patient. Next number, we'll call patient with the results of the test as soon as they're available. Thank you.